Let's start off. Since this Musser is not going to be like any other Musser, because this year is not like any other year. So we'll start off with a song that seemingly, at least some people have some stickers about, but hopefully we can feel it starting together also as we get close to Parshas Toldos. To a couple in a restaurant in Eretz Yisrael. The husband was in the army, still in his uniform, probably back home for just a short 24 hours, forwarding back to the front lines. The girl turns to the wife and says, "Can you please give me a bracha?" The wife looks curiously at the girl and says, "It's very nice that you're asking me for a bracha, but my husband is here, and he's really the one you should be asking. He's a soldier in the army fighting to protect the Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. Why don't you ask him for a bracha instead?" The girl answered, "No, I want a bracha from you. I want you to bless me that I should grow up to be an Eshes Chayal, a wife of a Chayal. And I have a great respect for what you're doing and taking care of your family and securing the home front while your husband is off fighting." So Parsha is about brachos. My first bracha to you is that you understand that we're in a time, we're in a place that you can't compare. You can't compare somebody who was here 3 years ago, 2 years ago, last year, to what you guys are experiencing now. My first bracha is that you actually experience it. You actually open up your eyes. Thank you. You open up your eyes, your hearts, your minds, and understand, try to start understanding how relevant, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose you to be here. Just like you had this little girl saying, "Give me a bracha. Give me a bracha." In 10 years from now, they're going to come over to you, Eitan. They're going to say, "Yeah, you were Shana Aleph. You were Shana Aleph in Tav Shin Pei Dalet." What are you going to tell them in 10 years from now? And you can tell them I had a nice hoodie. I got a nice Achenu sticker. It was a great year. I got some nice top blokes from Manchester. Ari Cohen, yeah, great. What are you gonna say? This year is like literally like no other year. If you didn't know it yet, I was walking with some guys today, and on a certain level, it's right that we're supposed to have a routine, a shigra, but it's so abnormal that there are hundreds of thousands of people evacuated, not in their homes. And I want to emphasize within what we're going to talk about tonight, the message is that this year is not like any other year. It's not just my Shana Ba'aretz that Rabbi Horowitz comes from Florida and says, "Hi, Shalom Aleichem, looking good, Aiden, you're learning, oh, so nice. You're thinking of NCSY, Kol El Hask, you know, oh, good, Shalom Aleichem, very nice, get some holy bagel, you know, if you're from England, oh, Shkoyach." It's not the same. It can't be the same. I beg you, it's not the same. I'll tell you for myself, Mr. Ginsburg, how for me it wasn't the same today. Many of you, it was a couple of weeks ago. But for me, I go a little bit slower in Shir. I'm a little slow. The dayak in every toast was every word. So we're finishing up the sugya of Higiyazman. So I've already said a lot of my lumdus on. We said a lot of good stuff. A lot of good stuff in Tosus. A lot of good stuff, whether it's a din knas or takanas chachamim, nafkaminas, looking within Tosus, comparing it to Yavamas. It's feeling good. Getting to the maskana, pashit Rav Achai, trying to understand who Rav Achai is, givaldik, going through the Tosfos, all feeling good. What's the relevance? I just want to get to Einonis Begitin already. Let me just get there already. Let me get to the good Einonis. I want to get to Afkinu. I want to get to Daftalidim. I want Karka Olam. Yeah. This is what I want to get to. Let's go. Karka Olam. Yeah. Yael. Yeah. That's what I want to get to. But then today, Higiyazman. Going through the sugya, Higiyazman, and going over again what a chuppah's nida and the pirsa nida and what's a chuppah and yemach shemam, the monsters come and said it's very relevant to halacha lemaisa, Cutler. Don't go weiter yet. You're going to go to a chayal that Mikey knows, that Sammy knows, that's related to Yeshiva HaKotel also, that was supposed to get married. Higiyazman. Higiyazman. It's like, I couldn't, like, are you serious? And you have Naama, the Kala, screaming out, I bought my dress. I bought you a talis. And all I could do is just cry. Higiyazman velo nises eza ones. Eza ones. What a tragedy. And then the worst thing is when the potential brother-in-law calls out Yamoda Chasam. Yamod the Chasan Kfir, the lion. And we realize, and I realize that Yigiyazman Velo Nises is Mamish Aktualia, it's current news right now of families that are being broken apart. Families that we know, families that you don't know yet that are a part of you. Higiazman velo nises, this is such a knas, such an onus. How can I not? Just to understand that this year is not like any other year. The Zman is not like no other Zman. The numbers are like no other numbers. And I want to share with you some ideas. Hopefully that we can make it and open up our eyes to make sure that the Zman is that much more important. That in 10 years from now, when they speak to Eitan, and they speak to Radinsky, and Siegel has his own radio show, to be able to speak about it, that you're going to be able to say over the powerful, powerful experiences that you're with Klal Yisrael. I want to start off with a very, very powerful piece by Rav Kook. It's a must read. And even if you've learned it before, it's a very important, relevant for where we're at right now. Which is, Bechol derachecha da'ehu, says Rav Kook. In every derech that you have, you need to go and see and know the Ribono Shel Olam. Tzarich levakesh et HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'toch hadrachim shu menaheg bahem. And therefore, he says, the first thing he says is, Keshu osek b'tfilah, when you're davening, Rav Kook says, Oz yevakesh et HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'avanat inyanei tfilato v'kavana ritzuya. Your focus when you're davening has to be davening. Once I'm asuk, I'm involved in that avodah of tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, shorem mitzido, in that avodah, uvayim tse'ena v'lo b'makom acher. So what's my tefillah now? What's my tefillah happening right now? So some people I spoke to, they're still struggling in tefillah. Getting out of bed. So first, get help. Speak to Jake Fries. Get help. Get help. That's what you're here for. Get help. We all need it. We all need work. Avodah is an avodah shebelev. It's hard. Arba dvarim tzrichim chizuk. You're here to improve in your tefillah. But even more so, I have a 12-page article that I read, written by a lawyer, who talked about my charbi and my kashti, how in every part of your tefillah now, it's not just the Avinu Malkeinu, it's not just the Shir HaMalos, to find within our tefillah now to make it that much more meaningful. Just give you one example. I underline many. Baruch Matir Asurim. Baruch Matir Asurim. Davening for it. Normally the pshat, if you thought about it, what's Baruch Matir Asurim we say in the morning? Is that we were in prison sleeping. And Baruch Hashem, now we can move our limbs. Now what do you think you could think about when you're thinking about in the morning, Baruch Matir Asurim, davening for the 241, for the baby now that was born in captivity, being part of that avoda within your tefillah, finding meaning. Bechol derachecha da'ehu in the tefillah. And I want to start learning with you as we continue going on. Because it's a real challenge. It shouldn't be a challenge. No, that's not true. It should be a challenge. But in yeshiva, what we can be the gold standard to understand, to be involved in tefillah and not having our phones there. Being asuk in the tefillah. I wanted to share a gemara with you that I want to talk about. Many diyukim, very important messages for us. Gemara is on Daf Ayin Amud Beis. Starts on Samach Tes Amud Beis in Meseches Nida. There are 12 things that the people of Alexandria asked Rabbi Yeshua ben Chenana. Three of them were wisdom. Three of them were Agadah. Three of them were Borut, Amaratzu. Three of them were on Derech Eretz. And three of them were Chochmah. The three in Derech Eretz asks the people of Alexandria to Rabbi Yeshua ben Chenana, Ma yaseh adam v'yechkam. That's a good one, Itai. What does man do to get wisdom? So Amar Lahen, so Rabbi Yeshua ben Chenana said to them, Yarbe b'yeshiva. What we would say in English, sit your tuchus in the base medrash. V'yimayi p'schora. And don't become an entrepreneur so quickly. Amru. Harbe asukim, velo ilam. Many people did that; it didn't work. Elo yivakshu rachamim mimisha chachma shalom. You daven. Daven from where is the wisdom coming from? From Hashem. Shenemar ki Hashem yitain chachma mipiv datu tfuna. Skipping one part of the Gemara, we'll come back to it. The Gemara says, "My kamash malan." What's the chiddush? The ha below ha lo sagya. I need both. If you think that you're just here to learn skills, but you're not working on your tefillah, of atachonein lo adam das, to give you the wisdom to know how to daven, then I'm telling you, you're out to lunch. You're out to lunch. The Gemara says it straight out. Ha below halo sagya. Working on your tefillah. If it's not clear as day now, let me see, be very, very clear. Yeshiva HaKotel is not only about taking pictures and finishing shas. You see the order. Taking pictures, no. Yeshiva HaKotel is a yeshiva, shechino shorebo. What we need to do is be working on our tefillah. Being asuk in that avodah. Now more than ever. And it's hard. The Tehillim, the Avinu Malkeinu. Shouldn't be so hard. Again, if we understand. If you stop. Don't think about all the big numbers. But you think about Yaakov Panitch. You think about Gabi Katz. You think about Gideon Davis. You start thinking Yitzi Rothschild. You think about over and over and over again. Saban. Keep thinking. Keep going. Oh yeah. Once I'm talking about tefillah, Rabbi Heller. 5 to 7 in the morning. There's no excuses. Get your friends up. You have a Yizgaber Ka'ari. Continue to work at it. Camp Kotel's over. That was already like, you know, during August. Right? Now it's getting dark at 5 o'clock. Right? No more excuses that you think you could stay up till 2, 3 in the morning. It's not Camp Moshe Rabbah. You're working. Help each other out. Help each other in tefillah. That you'll remember, Mr. Spear, 10 years from now. Wow, did I work on my tefillah. Wow, in yeshiva. In yeshiva that I work on my tefillah. I understood ha below ha lo sagya. And what type of tefillah do I need? Ha below ha lo sagya. What type of tefillah do I need? Is it just, again, to say that I get a masmidim sitter? That's what Ayay. I'll buy you a sitter without it. I'll buy a sitter with that. That's not the MS here. What type of tefillah do we need? What we need is two very important ideas within tefillah. One is I had the schus of learning with the microwave tonight, Rav Joby Shlita. The Rav Chanan Porat, Zechronu Tzadik Levracha, explains, you know what type of tefillah we need? Vayetar Yitzchak Lashem. Vayetar, what's Vayetar? It's the type of tefillah. Thank you. English?
Entreat.
Entreat. That's why I have Sam Austin. Entreat. In Hebrew, they call it a mevakesh atira, which is you're appealing. What does it mean you're entreating? You're marbeh, says the language of Rashi. Mafsir, you're begging. But we need to explain two different elements of what is vayetar Yitzchak Lashem Lenochach Ishto. One from Rav Chanan Porat Zatzal, and one from Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. Rav Chanan Porat explains, you want to know what type of tefillah we need? What is Atira versus Mitpalel or Vayichal Hashem as Pnei Hashem Elokav? Explains Rav Chanan Porat, you see that when Rashi says it's not only ribui tefillah, it's not only in the quantity, chevra, but he quotes a pasuk. Quotes a pasuk, if I'm not mistaken, in Mishlei, a very, very deep pasuk, that Rashi quotes. V'omer ani kol lashon atar lashon haftzara, entreat, v'ribuyhu, v'chein, in Mishlei chapter 27. Ne'etarot nishikot sone. The pasuk says, actually, ne'emanim, ne'eman, trustworthy, is the pitz'e ohev. Listen to this. Trustworthy is the petza, the wounds of the person that loves you. V'ne'etarot, or na'atarot, nishikot sone. Na'atarot, from the word vayetar. What is this parallelism in the pasuk? The simple pshat, which you would have thought, is that again, ne'emanim, in contrast to na'atarot, al-Rashi says, ne'emanim pitzei ohev, is the person who loves you, they're not going to hurt you so much. So ne'emanim, they're trustworthy, that if they zets you, quantitatively it's going to be less. Ne'emanim pitzei ohev. But na'atarot, nishikot sone, person who hates you, they give you the kiss. Better be super careful to who you trust. Because na'atarot, simple pshat, before Rav Porat comes, it's saying that their kiss is a kiss of death. And that's in quantity also. Comes Rav Chanan Porat. It says that's not what the pasuk says. It says the word ne'eman. Ne'emanim pitzei ohev. It's a very important message as we'll continue going on. If someone cares about you and there's a little zetz, it's ne'emanim. It's coming from a person that really cares about you. Don't be so shaken. I mean, you're allowed to be shaken up. But it's ne'emanim. It's real. It's ne'eman. If I say something tonight that I insult somebody, I apologize, but it's coming out of true ahava. True belief in every single person in this room that you have ability to see something bigger. Something bigger, that you're not just in a gap year, you're not just in your year in Israel, and then you're going to just go back to America or in England and say, oh, it was a nice year, time to go to City of London, time to go to YU, and everything's okay. Everything's okay. Says Rav Chanan Porat, in stark contrast, na'atarot nishikot sone is the opposite, the antithesis of ne'emanim. Ne'emanim is trustworthy. So what's na'atarot? It's fake. It's the opposite. The sone is giving you kisses. Hamas is giving a, yeah, I'm going to take their kisses. Ha! Na'atarot! It's mizuyaf. It's a forgery. It's not real. Therefore, you know what Na'atarot is? It's a mapecha. It's a total opposite. It's a mapecha. It's understanding the koach that we have in tefillah vayetar. It's not just in treat and quantity, but in quality. It's coming to take the goren with your pitchfork, says the Gemara, and you flip it up. You flip over the goren, the tvuah, or tefillot that could come and rock the reality. Ha below halo sagya. Ha below halo sagya. But it can't just come from Musa Shmuz, from a Rebbe. Explains the Chassam Sofer, it's Ma Yaseh Adam V'yechkam, says the Gemara Nida again. Ma Yaseh Adam V'yechkam, it's got to start coming from you. The beauty of Yeshiva Lakoto is right now we're not even Hanukkah, and before coming here you already had the Hit Urut Dilatata. You already had the awakening coming here. Ma Yaseh Adam, that I have to do it, that I have to wake up. So one of the things you have to do is, you got to be davening. You got to understand the koach of your tefillah. You got to be thinking about Rav Heller, Rebbetzin Heller. You'll see them in Meretz Hashem, Motzei Shabbos. You give them a big hug for me. And you say, you know what? Even just thinking about Rav Heller, I should be getting there 5 to 7. You know, 7:15 nowadays, whatever. You know, in Mas, Gematria, you let it, you know. I think he would say it's okay, 5 to 7. Even with the 7:15, he would agree to me with this one. Yevakesh mirachamim beloshun of vayetar, to besiege, to entreat a mapecha. That's the language of Rav Kook in Musar HaKodesh. When we're mitpalel or koach ratzon, when we're davening, we're waking ourselves up. And it does a mapecha gedola, a total revolution, a revolution. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says our tefillah, what type of tefillah do we need? He says, look at the Gemara in Temura, Chevron. Gemara in Temura talks about the tefillah of Yahavetz, or also known as Otniel ben Kenaz. And it says in Divrei Yomim Aleph, Vayikra Yahavetz, Yahavetz called Lelokei Yisrael Eimor, Imbarech Tevarecheini. And Chazal learn out, Imbarech Tevarecheini, if you're going to give me blessings, make sure it's in Torah. Vir Beiti et Gvuli Marbe, my Gvul with Talmidim, let me have lots of beautiful Talmidim. Vaita yadcha imadi, your hand will be with me, Vic. Shalo yishtakeach talmudi milibi, that I shouldn't forget my Torah. Livilti itzvi, in order that I shouldn't be sad. Shalo yiskaveni yitzahara milshanot itzvi. Milshanot. Imataos, okay, may God, if you help me have lots of talmudim, remember my learning. Great. Vim lav, explains the Yaivitz, Otniel ben Kenaz. Harini holeich bin nisisi. Nisisi is Aramaic for being sad. Lisha'ol, I'm going to my kever, being sad. The end of the pasuk, vayavei Elokim et asher sha'al. He listened to him. There's one word, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, that's not in the pesukim that the Gemara adds. Miyad! Right away! Hashem answered. Miyad! Miyad, explains Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in two different places. Miyad vayavei Elokim et sha'al. What type of tefillah do we need for our Hatzlacha Torah? It's not just, oh, let me have a little cough fix. Please, please. Let the yeshiva actually, you know, maybe serve a little hummus with the falafel. You know, that's a davar shalom olam. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's not go for miracles here. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not the tefillah that we have. You can laugh, I can cry. It's all fine. It's all fine. And that's a good dinner. But it's a sheila of Chaim and Mavis. It's understanding how important it is. If you don't do this, Hashem, harini holech be'itzvi lish'ol. It's miyad. This tefillah is meaningful to me. It's not just ticking a box. It's not just doing my thing of ashrei yishtabach, trying to finish my matzah minyanim. But it's actually working on my tefillah. Understanding that I have that ability. So hopefully in 10 years from now, Mr. Buck, you'll say, oh, I worked on my tefillah. It was the start. In yeshiva, I worked on my tefillah. When we say working on our tefillah, Mr. Itai, a lot of times it used to be that people cared about being millionaires. But nowadays, a millionaire is like, But I grew up saying, not only do I want to be a millionaire, I didn't even say that, but I want to be a millionaire. To be able to understand the concept of what the Gemara says. So the first idea of working our tefillah, being there, chas v'shalom. If you look in the mirror in the middle of your tefillah, you have your phone with you. Chas v'shalom. Work on yourselves that you don't need your phone with you during davening. You don't. Rav Tuvia, in a staff meeting a couple of months ago, commented that we know we have 248 limbs. Kriyat Shema, the words. Some people are like, no! It's 249, the tet. It's not ramach, it's ramat, because the tet is the telephone. The telephone. We're there. It's an appendage. I'm guilty. Guilty as charged. My kids would tell me, laughing at me, you're a hypocrite. The phone there, and I could start using all my thumbs. Start using it. Yeah, I'm in touch with 400 alumni over here, and I'm sending out Divrei Torah over here. Sheker! 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 I'm telling you right now, Sheker. Look at yourselves in the mirror. You want to be like the guys in some of the places that you daven? That all you do is see them on the phone in the middle of davening? You paid $30,000 in some sterling to work on your davening. And if you don't do it now, I don't know when you're going to do it. Maybe a Chabad guy will get you. Maybe. Maybe you'll be in a certain place. The Chabad guy will help you. You'll put on some tefillin. And oh, now I'll start working on my davening. I don't know which one's a better bet. Sheker v'chazuk. Work on it in a real way. Say to yourself, help each other out. It's mutter to be able to put the telephone in the locker after davening to come out, drink some water, and then you'll be able to, the phone will still be there. Oh, hopefully. Right? Ouch. Okay. Amazing young. Well, it's late at night. You can start laughing a little bit. or crying. Mom is crying, honestly. It's all connected to one of the things that you came here for. So what'd you come here for? What'd you come here for? So a lot of you, if I'll do a little chazara, came here to work on your skills. Skills. Lots of skills. But I'll tell you about Omek what you really came here for. What you came here for is to continue developing what your makom is in life. Your makom. Understand what your makom is. The Avos, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, has many, many passages in Parshas Truma, in Parshas Vayigash. Must reads. If Becker's here, must reads. Send it to Becker. Tell him the must reads in Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. There's one also in Parshas Toldos. Parshas Toldos according to the Medrash, that Avram Avinu planted cedarwood in Beersheba, knowing that they were going to take from there to build the Mishkan. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says, you see that the Avos had their place. They went to Beersheba. That was their place. Yaakov Avinu, before going down to Golos, where did he stop? He stopped in Beersheba. Labriut. He found his place. Now, finding your place could be a physical locale. It could be a physical locale to find that place to go and rejuvenate, recharge. I'll tell you where it's not. It's not on Netflix. That's not your place. That's not going to recharge you. Hopefully the Beit Midrash could be a place for you with your friends searching for the truth, which is why you came here. That could be the Makom. But not shockingly, a lot of people come, even Mr. Hakim at the rally said, oh, the place for the Jews they need, if I quote him or paraphrase, Israel is a safe haven. Safe haven for the Jews. Makom. And between me and you, some of you are like, oh, I wish I would have flown in. I wish it would have been really cool to fly in and be part of the 290,000 at the rally. That would have been really cool. The Davenate's there. And talk about, why are they doing Birchas Konim over there? I had a very close Talmud of mine that like put on tefillin of somebody. It was like cool. Like really cool. 290,000 plus the Detroit piece. It would have been cool. Be nice. Would have been nice if it was Ben Azman. It would have been nice if I wasn't in the holiest place in the world of what we're doing, of being here. Understanding what and where we are at this year. It's funny because in the brochure, which nobody read, it says, what do they call it in English? In the UK, they don't call it a brochure. Leaflet, what do they call it? They call it brochure? The propaganda. It says, really be in Israel. I remember in year 2000, and I was learning in Gross. So Dr. Yisrael Levitz, who lives in Nofi Alon, big Talmud Chacham, came in, he was giving practical rabbinics. And he said, if you leave Gross, and you like make a right for and go out for 5 minutes, you actually get into Israel. And one of the things that needs to understand of what is the Makom of Eretz Yisrael for us? What is Medinat Yisrael for us? The Makom, the place. I beg of you to understand that Hakim is not correct. It's not just a means to be able to charge your batteries. To recharge your batteries. We temporarily saw that in COVID, where Americans and anybody outside of Eretz Yisrael couldn't get in. But we're experiencing day in and day out of the makom of what Eretz Yisrael and Medinat Yisrael is. And if you don't know, speak to any older guy of what they're going through. Rav Kook explains it. Rav Kook explains, Eretz Yisrael einenu davar chitzoni, a kinyan chitzoni le'uma. Not something you put on a sweatshirt. It's a nice idea. I come here. Go to the Kotel. Is that pizza store going to open? You know, is it finally just going to open already? Rak betor emtsai lematara. It's just a means. I'm here as a means. It's what we do. It's what we do. Oy vavoy. In 10 years from now, if you didn't understand that this year has not shaken all parts of what we're doing here. Eretz Yisrael hi chativa atzmutir kshura bekesher chayim im ha'uma. Kesher chayim im ha'uma. Being able to be involved in Torah here, being able to be in Eretz Yisrael, we breathe chayim, the most natural level of being here. It's not just there's anti-Semitism, let me come here. So part of that is the makom chevra. Because I beg of you. I beg of you. There's a challenge. I spoke to some guys today. There's a real challenge. It used to be, you know, I'm going to sound a little old for a second. It used to be, what would you do on your out Shabbos? What it used to be is there was a program called Anywhere in Israel. And I would want to go to Anywhere in Israel. And I would then go. And go check out different communities. So you might tell me, yeah, hi, yeah, hi. But now it's not safe. I got to stay in. So first of all, this is a good makom to stay. 100%. But between me and you, there are plenty of communities out there to find your makom. There's such a strong taiva to be able to go to a grandparent's apartment and just, forget my grandpa, even in yeshiva, let me go to my own apartment, make my own food. Understand, to explore, to be able to be with the people, to be with the Am Yisrael. It will only help your Torah. It will only help who you are and your connection to the Makom. The Zman is like no other Zman in Jewish history. Like no other Zman. It's unbelievable. I remember thinking about, okay, we're in Yeshiva HaKotel. So it's like you would always want to think, like if I was in Yeshiva HaKotel, when is the time I would want to be in Yeshiva HaKotel? So it's almost like I would tell you if I wanted to be, I've been here for a long time. But if there was one time I wanted to be in Yeshiva HaKotel, to go back would be right after the Six-Day War. Right? And be here, like when it was all rubble. Firstly, I would hope I would have the, you know, the forethought, like they had to like put down whatever money they had to like get this. But that's where I would want to be. If I wanted to travel back in time, that was it, you know? And like having this front, this yeshiva hesder in the old city, whoa. That would have been cool, like to like, meaning it wouldn't be, it was dangerous. It was dangerous. But like, come on, being one of those 10 people at the Kotel, like amazing. Like stay up all night. Stay up all night, right before Shavuos, be that first time, like unbelievable. But now it's like no other time. Now it's like no other time. It's like no other time. You're not in YU now. You're not in the base, in the Hasmo base, in the, you name it. You're here. In the most special time possible. So let's talk about Zman for a little bit. Let's talk about Zman for a little bit. So let's do the challenge. The challenge is, when does morning Seder start? So everyone starts like smiling. You know, smiling. It's like, you know, like what do you mean? Everything's lav dafka, Rabbi. Everything's lav dafka. Right? When it says 9 o'clock, it's not really 9 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, who are you kidding? 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock. You know, great. Who says? Who says? This is the Zman. This is the Zman. If there's no time, in general, if it would not be the special time, Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal said it's all about the sanctity of time. Learning about the sanctity of time. Now, I understand certain tefillot might be a little longer nowadays. I get it. But how have I, that Arid Beit Midrash, at 9 o'clock, it should be rocking. It shouldn't be a graveyard. It shouldn't be a basic kavaros at 9 o'clock. It shouldn't be. What could we do? So the first part of the Gemara said, Yar Bibi Yeshiva. Be there. Get there. So my screaming's not going to help. But maybe if I make this ha'ara, that it's not lab davka, but it's actually davka. To understand that if you're showing up at 9:15, 9:05, 9:30, that you're not as stark as you thought. What we need to work on, it's part of your midos, it's part of the zrizas that is necessary. 9 o'clock is 9 o'clock. Not 9:05, not 9:30, not 9:45. Not 9:15. So you might say, Rebbe, 9 o'clock, okay. But 6:45 is a total issa d'oraisa to be in the base of Medrash. It's like, literally, come on. Is an afternoon seder over at 6 o'clock? 6:15? Oi. Oi! 6:45. There's plenty of places to cut corners, but it doesn't have to be each time. There's no zman like now, chorv zman, to be able to take it seriously. To be able to take your time seriously. To find your place here in the yeshiva seriously. Part of that place is finding your Derech HaLimud. Am I more of a Bekiyas guy? Am I more a Halacha guy? Building my Hashkafa. That's the Makom. Finding my Makom, and you know when you're going to get there? If you're there at 9 o'clock. If you're there at 6:45. Those are the times you're going to help build that Hashkafa. Not to go out to dinner for Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying? I'm a week early. It's like over the over. To be able to say thank you so much, I'll go out during the lunch break. So what's the next part of Rav Kook? B'chol derechecha de'eyu. The first one was tefillah. Second one is kishu osek batorah. Yada she'imtzat HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yoto ma'amik u'me'ayen lahavin davar al b'ryo u'lizkor l'shanim heitev. When you're involved in Torah, find HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you're going deep inside, to go over l'zkor l'shanim heitev, do chazar. We'll get back to that soon. U'bazeh u'yodeo to itparach b'torah to. When you're involved in Torah, that's where you're supposed to be. In Torah. V'lo b'ofen achir. Ki b'shah zo, hu mitgaleh b'avodah zo. At that time, during Seder, that's where you're supposed to be. Learning Torah that way. Yaakov ishtam, Yoshevo Alim. Yoshevo Alim is not just being able to sit in the base medrash, to be marbe be yeshiva. He was Yoshev Ohalim. Baruch Simon quotes the Rosh Yeshiva of Panovich to say Yoshev Ohalim is because he loved Torah. Going from one Ohel to another Ohel. He was thirsty for Torah. Wanting to hear. If you look at the Gemara, again, help me out. Thank God we only just started. We're all good. Everyone's awake. Baruch Hashem. Gemara said, Ma yaseh adam v'yechkam. Amar lahem yarbi b'yeshiva. V'yimayi b'schora. Sit down and learn. Amru harbe asukeim v'lo ilahem. There's a lot of people, if you sit down and you just learn, it didn't work. Eli yivakshu rachamim imisha chokhma shalom. Davin. Shenemar ki Hashem yitein chokhma mipiv. Datu tfuna. What's the problem of just sitting and learning? I'm going to be stark. Sitting and learning. The Gemara says, you know what the problem is? When you're shah, when you're usik ba'avod of Talmud Torah, Mr. Braun, what am I doing? Chachma mipiv. I want to know Torah Hashem. Language of Rashi. Ka chokhma. Language of Rashi is to be able to get it from mipiv shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'lo mi'otzar acher. Explains Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. When you're involved in Torah, we can put all of our effort in the world. I'm so smart. I'm in Yeshiva HaKotel. Top shir from DRS. Top shir. I'm smart. It's good. Yar bibi yeshiva v'yimai b'schora. Yar bibi yeshiva. What does the Gemara say? Nisht. Nisht. Doesn't work that way. You got to sit in the base medrash. But it's Hashem yitain chokhma mipi. Das usfuna. It's not just your gia. But what is it? What does the Gemara Megillah say? Yagata. Yagata and... I got it. He sagti, right? It's my wisdom, my intellect. No. It's yagata umatzasa. It's a mitzia. It's a mitzia. Kadosh Baruch Hu's giving it to me. You got to put in the work. That's the chiddush. My kamash malon. Gemara says, my kamash malon. If it's all about tefillah, so what are you doing? So you got to put the work in. You got to be. You got to sit there. You got to be there at 9 o'clock. But it's a mitzia. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu giving it to you. So it's not just, I got pernicious advice, Mr. Kirsch. I got pernicious advice. Before I went, for those people who don't know what pernicious is, I got very dangerous, toxic advice before coming to Yeshiva. They said, Cutler, this year is all about you. Just be focused on you. Be selfish. That's what it said. So I got to work on myself. Just me, me, me. Is that what Torah is? It's Torah Hashem. It's me trying to find the Torah mipiv from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just my yigia. And you want to know, Mr. Levinson, what Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says? You want to be mipiv Hashem? You know how you have to get that? How do you do that? Just like when you're davening, it's obviously coming from Hashem. So the only way you're learning could be coming that way is if you have a Rebbe. Ish mipi ish, already from Har Sinai. If a person is learning, but I have no interest in having any kesher with any Rav. Nothing. You know what the Gemara calls you in Mem Chesam Beis? In Amaretz. You can know every Sifra, Sifri, every Halach. But if you're not a Mekabel and go and Mevata yourself to a Rebbe, Mevata doesn't mean that you don't ask questions. Some of you said, I want to come and have a Rebbe. So you have to learn what that means. To be Meshamish Talmud Chacham. But that's what this Gemara says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. Chachma mipiv. The only way you're going to have it is if you have a Rebbe. Osik Bator, Yogato Matsasa. But then there's one line I skipped, Chaver. Listen to the line. I had the schus of learning, of thinking about this. And I was mechaving to the Aruch Laner, talking it out with Rabbi Yaakov Panich. The Gemara had said, Hablo, Yar Bibi Yeshiva. Got to be there. 9 o'clock. You got to be there. You can't just be in tefillah. Harbe asukein v'lo hoilahem. Ela yivakshu rachamim. We had said the type of tefillah. Ki Hashem yitein chokhma mipiv da'as usfuna. Tony Rabchia. The Gemara says as follows, Mr. Spear. Mashal lemelech basar vadam. She'asa su'uda la'avadav. Most people don't know that part of the Gemara. Most people just go straight out, my kamash malon. If it's all dependent on the Ribono Shel Olam, why do I have to go and sit my tuchas down and learn? So they say, habalo halo sagi, you need both. We've talked about what's the nature of needing both. Of a chayim v'mavis, of really caring, miyad, really caring about it. That's where the chazar comes in also. Really caring about it. But most people skip over this line of the Gemara. Tani Rab Chia. Mashal lemelech basar vadam. She'asa su'uda la'avadav. The melech basar vadam, regular king, did a su'uda for his servants. U'mishager le'o'avav mimashal lefanav. U'mishager le'o'avav mimashal lefanav. Literally in English, he sent to the people that love him from that which is in front of him. So the simple pshat in the Gemara, Mr. Drazen, is he's mishak. The idea is ki Hashem yitein chokma mipiv. I want Torah from you, Hashem. I want emes Torah. I want to be able when Boaz says Torah, I want to know it. What's pshat? I know it. I want to know it. Coming mipiv from Hashem. So therefore, it's Melech is doing a suda, and he said his own portion he gave over to the people that he loved. Anytime you have a mashal on a Gemara like this, you have to start asking what question, Mr. Book. You have to say, what is the mashal coming to teach me? I got the point, Mr. Sykes. What was the point? The point was that Ki Hashem yitein chokhma mipiv. It's coming from Hashem. So why do I need, what is this mashal coming to teach me that I have a melech with a suda there, the avadav are there, and I'm sending from my food to the oavav. What's it? I got the. What's the chiddush? So I was mechaving to the Aruch Haner of Yaakov Ettlinger some of what we were talking about. That the melech that is doing a suda, the avadav, they're there. Right now, they're eating. They're eating from the Torah right now. They're eating from the Suda right now. What's the Mishager? Mishager le'ohavav. What's Mishager mean? Sending. Are the Ohavav right here at the Suda? Are they right there? You would think if they really love me, they're right here. They're right there by the Suda, by the Shulchan. Eating the beasts, eating the steak, the sushi, right here. Melech she'asa su'uda la'avadav. These avadav, they're there, it's nice. But mishager lo avav, the people that love me, I'm not necessarily right here all the time. I was thinking about it, it's like a friend of yours. So you have certain friends that, okay, you need to be there with them. You know, and then they're your boys, right? But then, you know, that you see a friend that you haven't seen for a couple of years, and it's like you're with them all the time. It doesn't have to be there right in front of you. Mishager lo o'avav. This is telling me about Yivakesh Rachamim. This is the o'avav. It's saying there's a deep love. You're searching and searching. It's not this, it happens, it's convenience. Convenience, you get it? The convenience is, what's the convenience? It's easy now. Why? I have 3 starim here. 3 starim. I have lots of rabbis, lots of older guys here. So good, I'm an Eved Hashem. Yeah, man, I'm in yeshiva. I'm an Eved. There is no Rasuda here. But like, there's like, I'm an Eved here. It's all good. I'm a real Eved. Yeah, I got the fleece. I got the merchandise. I got to speak to Elkin. I got to get the merchandise. It's all good. You know what the answer is? The answer is not the convenience. It's mishager la'ohavav mimash lefanav. It's going digging deeper and deeper, even when I'm not right there. I'm not right in front, but I'm deeping and I'm asking from Hashem. It's hard. The davening's hard. The Talmud Torah is hard. Send it to me, God. Send it to me. Send it to me. Please send it to me. I want it. I want to understand my connection here in history in Eretz Yisrael. Understand what it means. How this war is supposed to affect me. How I'm supposed to affect it. It's not just a speech of 9 o'clock and 6:45 and yeah, a rant and a rave. Because those are avada besuda, it's nice. But it's yivakesh rachamim, that it's really hard. It's really hard, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to send for those people that really work for it. I guess the last point which I want to conclude. Is where Rav Kook says, if he talked about tefillah, if he talked about Torah, the other avodah he didn't talk about is the Gemilas Chesed. And he said, V'chein biyoto asuk b'gemilas chesed la'ativ l'chaveiro oz yivakesh et HaKadosh Baruch Hu rak b'amakat etza. When you're involved in gemilas chesed there, you also, it's an avoda. It's an avoda. How can I do it the best way? V'chein kol advarim sho'osim hari be'emet in davar be'olam she'eno l'chvodo yitzparach. We're living in a time that there's no chesed program in Yeshiva HaKotel now. There's no chesed program. I could speak to Pickett about it. He'll have lots of many mussers longer than mine right now to tell you about it. But Medinat Yisrael now provided you a chesed program. In the Beis Medrash, you have chesed, caring about your chaverim. But literally, part of your avodas Hashem must be. You find the time to relax, you find the time to run and exercise and be healthy, deal with the anxiety of war. But it must be that part of your week, part of your Torah, is the Gemilas Chesed. If anybody has any problems, I can help them within seconds. Within Yerushalayim, so many people that need you. That'll make you feel that, wow, my Torah is not just a personal Torah. It's not just filling me up, the me, myself, and I, but the makom is to be able to be with the tzibur, to care about the tzibur as we started. Yi ratzon. That we understand what the Habalol Osag is. We understand what the tefillah we need. That the makom of where we're in, that we open up our hearts, our eyes, and understand, and we daven. That we understand what the Habalol Osag is. We understand what it means to be Oev Hashem. That we find our makom. We find our tefillah. We improve it. We beg to understand that our connection in Eretz Yisrael is not just as a visitor coming. It was nice. But to be able to let the messages come in, to be open, to take advantage of the amazing opportunities, to be part of not only Mitpalel Im HaTzibur, being here near the Kotel, which is very hard for Yeshiva HaKotel guy to go down. Tzaris. But mitpalel imatzibur, to really, as Rabina quoted last Thursday, that this year, every year, you need to be thinking. Every year, you need to be thinking. But if you're not thinking this year of how things have changed, and how things, it's not just a normal year, a normal time, and a normal place, your eyes are closed. So my bracha, as I started, is you open up your eyes, you think, you meshamish tamidei chachamim, you start understanding what 9 o'clock is, you help each other what tefillah is, and Amir Tzashem, through that, we'll have the besoros tovos, Yeshuas v'nachamos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer our tefillot. That's literally killing. ...240 hostages, the tremendous amount of refuah. Meretz Hashem, we should be zoche to take our tefillah seriously, our Talmud Torah seriously, and understand what we have our role. Shabbos.